This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with filmmaker, director Lucy Walker. Telluride audiences know her from her extraordinary work, starting with Wasteland, a feature-length documentary about the transformative powers of art, and Oscar-nominated Tsunami and the Cherry Blossom, screened last year. This year, she is bringing a new movie, a sports movie, sports-based movie, Crash Reel. Lucy, thanks so much for joining me.
Such a pleasure.
So why the switch from theater, which you excelled in at Oxford, to film work in grad school at NYU?
Well, I hadn't had my hands on a film camera ever growing up, which sounds a little crazy, but I grew up in the UK, and I never got my hands on a video camera even. And so theater was fun. I didn't think it was ever going to turn out to be a career. It was just something I was doing for fun, and there were so many talented people around, and it was a great way of meeting them and creating something fun together. And then I just happened to be given a video camera one night to film one of my performances, and I instantly realized that I loved watching movies so much, but I'd never thought that I could direct them or make them. And I suddenly realized that actually that was what I was doing with my theater productions, but film was much better because I could get close-ups and I could zoom around and I wasn't restricted to the stage and the audience weren't viewing it, you know, from miles away when you couldn't even see people's faces. And so I was instantly hooked and applied to film school and was very lucky to get into NYU graduate film program and get a scholarship to attend there. And from that moment on, I must confess, I never looked back at the theater at all.
Wonderful. From the two films I've seen, Wasteland and Tsunami and the Cherry Blossoms, I extrapolated a theme I believe runs through your work, but it's only a guess from a small sample. That theme is the beauty and resilience of the human spirit, or the power to make lemonade from lemons. So could you talk to me about your filmography, starting with Devil's Playground, and tell me if my hunch has legs? Are you, in fact, an outed optimist?
I love this question. I think I probably am. I think I am, although I would also argue that the material tells me optimistic stories. And with my film Wasteland, for example, I was kind of half expecting the project not to work very well. But in the end, Vic's idea that he could transform lives through the power of art, even lives in Brazil's biggest garbage dump, who'd never come across art before, turned out to be a fantastic idea that really has had so many incredible positive impacts. But I wasn't sure that it would, honestly. And it just so happened that it did. So I'd argue that I might be a realist, but I find that reality is actually a benign and uplifting place. But I love that theme, and I am really moved and inspired and impressed when people really dig deep and under pressure become very courageous and inspiring. And I must say that nothing impresses me more when people who really have a tough time in life can really impress. And I really like shining a light on that because I feel like it's such a feat and it's such to be celebrated. And I think it is when you do see people making lemonade out of really lemony lemons, then I think it's something that human beings, I think there's a story worth telling.
Wonderful. And you just provided a great segue to Crash Reel.
Okay.
Because that's part of this through line. So research told me that Crash Reel is not your first rodeo. It's not your first sports film. So talk about how this project is similar and different from your other work in the sports field and how Crash Reel differs from sports films in general.
Yeah, I think Crash Reel is not a classic snowboarding movie at all. I think people might be put off and think, oh, I don't watch snowboarding movies. And some people might be turned on and say, oh, hey, I want to watch this snowboarding movie. I think the people that do enjoy snowboarding movies will love it because it's a snowboarding movie, but it also does a lot more than that. But I think people that don't like snowboarding movies are going to be in for a real surprising ride they're going to love. It starts off following the amazing career of Kevin Pierce, a U.S. snowboarder who was doing very well and vying with Shaun White for sort of gold medal positioning before the Winter Olympics. And then it takes a real twist when Kevin suffered a life-threatening crash and sustained a severe traumatic brain injury. And then his incredible family kind of comes to rescue, and all kinds of other story things happen. And I have made films before involving sports. I've made some short films about athletes around the world preparing for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed them. Actually, one of them is also going to be playing at Mountain Film. It's called Secrets of the Mongolian Archer. And it's about archery, and it's also about the kind of pressure on Mongolian archers because of the tradition of Genghis Khan, and their country is sort of famous for archery. But actually, you know, they don't have the resources that their career pours into their archery program. So they just have a lot of history that's very interesting. And how do you get good at archery? I think it's a really interesting sport because it's such a medal sport. That's also playing at Terry Ride. But I did a few, including a film called Crooked Line, which played at festival as well, about a Brazilian rower who failed to qualify. Actually, there's some of the ways that Crash Reel has a big twist in it. A very interesting 19-minute film. So that was a really fun set of four short films. And I also made my film Blind Sight, which is a different sort of a sport, I suppose, but I think it's still a sporting film that followed American mountaineer. Actually, he's from Golden, Colorado, Eric Weinmayer, and he starts off with him climbing Mount Everest, and he's the first and only blind man to have achieved that. And then he goes back to Tibet to take a bunch of blind Tibetan students and their blind German teacher to climb this mountain next to Tibet. And so it's a mountain climbing film, but it's also an amazing film when you get to know them. And actually, they fail to climb the mountain, they fail to summit, and sort of more interesting stuff pops up. So that's kind of an interesting sports film, too, in its own way. So I'm used to doing some sports films, and I must say with both Crash Reel and Blind Sight, I was up against a lot of people who said, oh, you're not a snowboarder. I must confess I'm here. And you're not sort of in that snowboarding industry of snowboard film. You can't possibly tell a story. And I felt like, oh, well, watch me try. Because, you know, I feel like I'm a filmmaker. And it's maybe better to be come from a little bit different place sometimes. Maybe I can make a fresh kind of a snowboard film because I'm not deep entrenched in that tradition. I'm actually, I bring, I think, a lot of more general filmmaking skills to the table and not a specific snowboarding film tradition. And so I think I hope I've surpassed the expectations of a lot of the doubters. That was certainly true with my film Blind Sight. I had a lot of flack from the mountaineers who I was filming, who thought I was a girl, I was not a mountaineer, what did I know, how could I possibly make a film about this? And I think they too were, I hope, pleasantly surprised by the beautiful film that we were managed to make.
Wonderful. So obviously you're not a filmmaker who's willing to be pigeonholed, and it's all about just telling a story. So how did the story of Crash Reel evolve as a project? Did it come to you or you to it?
Yes, I just happened to meet Kevin. I was mentoring at a retreat for Nike-sponsored athletes, and I was struck by this world of extreme sports that I'd fallen into. I didn't know that much about it apart from that I love to watch extreme sports. But I also love to watch extreme sports while being absolutely terrified that someone might hurt themselves. And then I met Kevin, and I think his story demonstrates that sort of tension more than anybody else, because the story is so dramatic. You know, there he was trying to go for the Olympic team, and then next minute in a coma fighting for his life. And there's a lot of drama, and then what happens next, because he's brain injured and his brain is already telling him what's best for him, and all he wants to do is snowboarding after that. So he has so much passion for the sport. So I just thought this was a very dramatic situation, and asked us a lot of questions about risk and passion and extremity in these thoughts. And I think at a really important time, because these thoughts are so popular with young people, and at the same time, I think we're coming to new understandings of how much damage can be done when we hit our heads. And so I think Kevin, tragically, has been really, his story is actually the crosshairs of these big dramas right now. And so I thought it was a really important story to tell.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Your work has been featured in Sundance and Cannes. You've really gone big time. So how does Telluride and Mountain Film fit into your professional picture?
Good question. So I love Mountain Film. I think I feel like I found my people when I'm there. I feel like the audience there is so smart and thoughtful and loves life in the same way that I do. And I've managed to have a fantastic time in Telluride at Mountain Film. And I'm especially excited because of this subject with the crash reel about mountain sports and risk. And I feel it's going to be a perfect fit with that movie. So I've been really excited. And I must confess that Mountain Film has been very good to us. We also received a Mountain Film grant to make the film. So I think that David Holbrook sort of recognized what we were trying to do and thought it would really resonate with your audience. And I must say, there are so many different film festivals, and each one of them's got a different flavor. But in terms of what a filmmaker really enjoys, the opportunity to directly connect with a really engaged audience. And I must confess, we like a packed house of enthusiastic, smart, engaged people. And we also love a gorgeous town and the opportunity to spend time just in a beautiful, beautiful place with some really wonderful people, and maybe even squeeze in a hike, and also to watch all the other fantastically well-curated films there and meet those filmmakers in a really relaxed but exciting environment. I must say I can't think of a better film festival than Mountain Film. It's just it offers so much for a filmmaker. I must confess, I am so looking forward to it.
Wonderful. And we to you coming back to town. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, talking to Lucy Walker, her next film, The Crash Reel, or her latest film, The Crash Reel, and another about Manchurian Archers, both screen at the upcoming 35th annual Mountain Film in Telluride over Memorial Weekend. Lucy, thanks for taking time out of what I know is an extraordinarily packed schedule to talk with me.
Oh, I really appreciate it. No, thanks for asking such wonderful questions. And,
you're
welcome. And I hope lots of people will see The Crash Reel.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.